As it is in the world, is in a very dangerous situation, a very, very dangerous situation, especially the terrorism is what Sri Mother has told will happen. She has predicted it and she has given us the tools to fight it. And this fight is not a physical fight. The physical fight aspect is taken care by others. But what Sri Aurobindo has given as a model, as a technique, and a guaranteed tool for success is the way he utilizes this supramental power to control the first and second world wars. Many few people know the fact that both the wars were controlled by Sri Aurobindo. I used the wrong word, not controlled, but fought. He was the man who was fighting these two world wars. We have ample proof that it is a fact. Now, my main purpose of this visit, of course, I love Sri Aurobindo and Mother, but I love more their work. The way they have shown, the way we have to fight. This terrorism is anti-supramental descent. It is supramental descent, no doubt, but it is anti. And just as the supramind or the truth consciousness is universal, it is not limited to a particular state or a nation. It is the power which is evolving the planet Earth. Let us try to grasp it and imbibe it. The supramental power, the supramental descent, or if you say it as the truth consciousness. It is not of one country or one individual. It is for the whole planet Earth. I know many people ask, why for the whole planet Earth? Because planet Earth is the laboratory of the Supreme Purushottama. Many few people know this. I will show the required references in my class, where both Sri Aurobindo and Mother has repeatedly told that planet Earth is unique in all respects. It is the only one planet where any evolution happens, goes to the four corners of the universe. Not to planet Earth, to all the four corners of the universe. In Purusha Sukta, you must have heard, Aho Ratre Pashve. And where from the light comes? From the nakshatras, from the stars. And now, how the Savitri explains this utilization of the stars. Even though in the daytime, you are not able to see the stars, they exist. At the night, you see the stars. But still, it is a continuous existence of the stars which controls the planet Earth in 27 different stars. Many few people understand that these 27 stars are the 27 modes and sources of supramental descent. We will read it in Savitri, but this time I am not going to touch Savitri because it is, to be honest, I don't understand it. Because Savitri was written 49 times. Each time, as Sri Aurobindo grew in his consciousness, it is a wrong word, but it is alright, because he grew for us, he is already there. But because he wanted to teach us how to grow from one level of consciousness to another level of consciousness, he wrote the Savitri, the legend, and then he made it a symbol. A symbol of the various levels of consciousness. So when we are studying this life divine, you should understand that life is nothing but different levels of consciousness, the animal life, the plant life, the mineral life. Let us not deal with that. We have already crossed over it. And then the human life. And then the next grades. We are just the man on planet Earth is an intermediate state of evolving consciousness. The process is on. And the process has been completed on 5th December 1950 through the double avatars. If you pardon me by using that word, where I mean that both Sri Aurobindo and Mother are one and the same consciousness, same level of consciousness. It is only the physical level of able to withstand the power of descent that Sri Aurobindo said, Mother, you take over the charge. I am behind you. He is always behind her. But my body is not fit for the descent, because for 50 different levels of consciousness, as he has depicted in Savitri, he has utilized every cell of his body. That is why he always says, to be my disciple, my follower, you have to be a hero, a warrior. You always remember this. We should always remember that. Is our life like a warrior? Are we a hero? Do you know the difference between two words? A warrior is a fighter, but a hero is one who conquers. So, you are not only a warrior, but you are a hero. So, is my life showing that evolution? That is what exactly the life divine conveys to us. And there are 49 levels of that consciousness. And these 49 levels of consciousness in Vedas have been called as Marut Ganas. Marut means the eight. There are 49 groups. And now when you read Savitri, you will understand on your level. You will understand it, no doubt about it. No scientist and no avatar writes which he thinks is not understandable. You remember that. Nobody writes like that. What is the use of writing that which we can't understand? But why the problem with Savitri comes is, you have to keep the union, the unity. All the different angles have to be necklaced, turned into a necklace, as one unity. This is the mind with which you should go through Savitri. But for that, you have only two tools, the synthesis of yoga. And remember, when we are talking about the synthesis of yoga, there's something extraordinary concept is there, where every other yogas end, this starts. Be aware of that. So wherever you are practicing this synthesis of yoga, you are the end of all the previous yogas. Don't sit for all the yogas. You sit for your yoga, where you should end the past and how the synthesis of yoga pushes you. And now it is something new. And when Sri Aurobindo says it is something new, it is an eternal word. Even after 50 crore years, if somebody reads synthesis of yoga, it is again new for them. It is a culmination of their yoga and a new culmination, a new starting. Be aware of that great responsibility we have on our shoulders in two ways now. The time has come that people should know this. Nobody knows about this. In the public, many few people know. They may be here, they may be heard, they may have heard the name synthesis of yoga. But they don't know what is the synthesis it is. Then Sri Aurobindo tabulates it for us. There are only three yogas whenever there is a yoga. Whatever may be the name of yoga, whether it is of the Indian tradition or the Christian tradition or maybe a future religion tradition. And you will learn that Sri Aurobindo and Mother were so afraid of us making a new religion, they broke it 1 year after the Siddhi. They never allowed it to grow. That type of religion. You try to understand what I am trying to convey. They have broken the possibility of a new religion. Because if another religion comes, again the problem starts. There will be no more synthesis. The Siddhi Day, 24th November 1926. We know about the Siddhi Day, and Sri Aurobindo was very particular of that day. Very particular of that day. Because he was almost certain that within a few years, from 1926, 27, 28 or so, the supramental descent will happen. Why I am telling all this is, no scientist can exactly predict when it will happen. He can only predict it will happen. For example, for the medicine for research. We all know it, we will get it. And maybe those who are working for that cancer medicine, I am knowingly using that word, because all of us are cancer patients in spiritualism. An individual, I belong to a particular yoga, is our cancer. It grows and grows and grows and still it finishes. That is why the physical cancer is so dangerous. Am I going too fast? Are you following? If you find it, you please stop me, because I am not here to give a lecture. I want to share our feelings. We want to read first Life Divine in our lives and then study the Life Divine in all life. That is our purpose. That is our goal, and that is what we have to take it to each individual who cares to hear it. Don't force anybody. He can call. He knows whom to call and whom not to call. But you don't decide. You don't decide whether you should tell him or not. You be open. Be open. They know when and where whom to call. When you read the development of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, and many times Mother and Sri Aurobindo always tell that was a wrong name. Ashram was a wrong name. But they couldn't find a correct word. They couldn't find, and if they couldn't find, let us not hope that we will find it. So it is Sri Aurobindo Ashram. But they say the meaning of ashram elsewhere is not what they meant. So this cancer, medicine for cancer I was talking about, we know that it will be found. When? Maybe tomorrow we read it in the papers. Maybe next year. Maybe 50 years. But we are sure that we will get the medicine for cancer, because those who have trained to search for it are working on it. Is it not? That is the confidence we have, that the scientists who are working for the medicine of cancer, they will certainly give it to us because they are trained for it. And now we should train ourselves in the synthesis of yoga. That is why I am telling this example. We have to train ourselves. And what does Sri Aurobindo mean when he puts that word synthesis of yoga? What does he want it? He said, all yogas are a part of synthesis of yoga. Let us be very clear for it. Don't denounce any yoga. Don't denounce even the anti-supramental descent. My words are terrorism. Even that is a part of the supramental descent. Because that motivates us to work hard, faster. And now this fight, the fight against terrorism is universal. And when I say universal, I mean planet-wise. The whole planet Earth is suffering with it. It is a cancer. Terrorism is a cancer. And then how to stop it? A very, very simple solution. You should be ready to be a fighter, a warrior. And then you are sure that you will win. You are a hero. But where are you supposed to fight? From where did Sri Aurobindo fought both the world wars? Did he went to any field of action? He was in his room. He controlled it. Then why can't we as a group, like this session every day, fight it? We need not go anywhere. But your mind should go everywhere. But not the differentiating mind, the discriminating mind, the mind which sees separation, but a synthesized mind. And the synthesized mind can we get only when you see that all life is yoga. You try to understand and practice. All life is yoga means every minute of your life, every second of your life is a yoga. Not when you practice yoga. But anyway you have to practice. Just as a warrior should practice how to use the ammunition and the rifles and his instruments. But then when he practices it, he doesn't say that I will do war only between 6 and 8 and after that I will be free. When the war is on, every moment you are on, whether you fight or you don't use the ammunition and you are waiting, even then you are ready. So this particular concept of all life is yoga, for this Sri Aurobindo said that Bhagavad Gita is the best source. The Vedas are the secondary source. And the synthesized source of these two is the Upanishads. Especially the Kathopanishad. The Nachiketa's fight with Yama, where he goes for 3 days. You are clear about the examples I am giving, all of you? I am talking about the Kathopanishad, where Nachiketa criticizes his father that the cows you are giving are bad. But what cows? What is he saying about the animals or something else? And Sri Aurobindo said cows have 176 different meanings and each meaning is correct. Go. And one of the most important thing for us is cow also means the rays of sun. Go. The rays of the sun. Because when we say that all life is yoga, so life is must be there. And you know that life is based on the sun rays and water. Everyone knows it. All the scientists, when they search for life in other globes, in other planets, in other systems, they always try to find if there is water in it. Because the sun rays are always there. And much better sun rays than us. I don't know whether I should say much better or much dangerous. Because even this sun rays in summer, we feel very unhappy. And many stars are crore times much bigger and powerful than this sun. So you can imagine the power that comes from that. All that power is the Go. That is Goloka, which is known as the place where Krishna consciousness resides, Goloka. So this Goloka means Ahoratrani Nakshatrani. You heard that in Purusha Sutta? So those the nakshatras. From that Goloka, the life descends. And Sri Aurobindo says his yoga is for those various levels of consciousness in life. And where are these various levels of consciousness? Do you think it is only on planet Earth? Human life is on planet Earth. But other levels of consciousness, we don't know. If Goloka is there, the Vaikuntha Loka is there, the Yakshas, the Gandharvas, and our very great friends, whom we adore and fear and want to be eliminated, the friends, the Asuras, the Rakshasas and Pishachas, they have their own world. We have to be very clear of whom we are facing. Are you facing an Asura? Asura means not divine. Sura, divine. Asura, non-divine. But then Rakshasa, he is one step lower than Asura. He is an emanation of Asura. And if one Asura is there will be many Rakshasas. And then they are self-oriented. The Rakshasas, they want to protect what they want. You can say the mafia leaders, present day. They protect their people very well. They are real Rakshasas. Rakshasas, protect. And then the Pishachas. Pishachas, only elementals. Just you are conscious of the body. You are not even conscious of your selfishness. Nor you are conscious of your non-divine part. Be very, very clear in this part. I am talking about myself. All of us are talking of, I am not talking of any Asura outsiders. There is a part in us which is non-divine. There is a part in us which is self-oriented. There is a part in us which is only conscious of these five elements, the physical elements. So the Pishachas, the body, the physical body. The Rakshasas is the vital body. And bodies. I have my vital body, others have vital body, the plants have, the minerals have, the planet Earth itself has. So this synthesis you should always remember. When I am talking about all these things, in the language of Sri Aurobindo, it is always, always, always a synthesis, 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 synthesis. The Pishachas is one synthesis. The Rakshasas is another synthesis. Rakshasas means selfish. That's all. We do anything for the selfish purpose. And then there are some action in us which are non-divine. There is a difference between selfishness and non-divine nature. Selfishness is something very center-oriented, self-center-oriented. Non-divine is something which we don't know that it exists. A divine consciousness with all its artha siddhis and navanidhis. We don't know about it. We always hear about these artha siddhis and navanidhis. But if suddenly ask anyone, tell me the names of the artha siddhis, let us show them. If you are capable of showing it. I think very few people are there. And Sri Aurobindo, in his records of yoga, I think it is volume 21 and 22, if you am right, the number, he very clearly mentions about this Ashta Siddhi and how he developed it. But we, who follow in his way, we don't even care about the record of yoga. That is the other thing which I want all of you to study, the record of yogas. Because that is how he developed. And in every science, that is the only path in which we develop. We should know the Ashta Siddhis and how he has developed it and at what cost. That is where the warrior nature comes. It is very easy to fight with others, but it is almost an impossibility to fight yourself. You always try to say it is because of it, because of that, because of that, because of that, I am not able to do it. So that approach must go. You are responsible for what you are doing. Even though you feel that the outside conditions are disturbing you, the outside conditions are monitoring you from where you want to go away. Even then you remember it is your decision who has allowed you to succumb to it. If not, no outside influence can deter you from your goal. And then the Navanidhis. And many people don't even know the name of these Navanidhis. At least in Siddhis we know Prapti, Prakamya. Some names you must have heard about it. But Navanidhis, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma are the main four Nidhis for which the supramental descent is working. It is working, it has descended, it is working, working, working. But you should know at least that I am approaching for the Shankha Nidhi. I am approaching for the Gada Nidhi. I am approaching for the Chakra Nidhi. I am approaching for the Padma Nidhi. And if you see the symbol of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, it is clear for you, these Nidhis. And repeatedly I am telling you the synthesis of yoga. So one who is approaching for Shankha Nidhi, a source of treasure, and one who wants to go to the approach of the Gada Nidhi, naturally their activities will be different. But if you say that he is wrong and I am right, you are wrong totally. Because if you know that we are all working for the four noble, later I will tell you those four words, because we have heard those words so many times that we have a misunderstanding that we understand it. Therefore, I will put it as far as possible. I am using these words because at least you will be confused. Because as a science lecturer I always tell that science is nothing but confusing people. For example, every one of you know salt, namak, every one of us know. But when I say NaCl, only those who know the science know that we are talking about salt. So that is the difference between science and real language, only the name is different. Therefore, I am being a science lecturer once upon a time. I am succumbed to that habit. Shankha Nidhi. The Padma Nidhi, they are on the left hand side of Sri Krishna. When I say Sri Krishna, I am talking about the Vishnu. When you see the four hands of the Vishnu, there is Shankha and Padma on the left side, Chakra and the Gada on the right side. This is how the entire universe started. Brahma just created it. Shiva, I don't say he eliminates, but Laya, you understand what I mean? Nothing is lost. It is just in a subdued, just as you are asleep, your consciousness is completely Laya, you are not gone. But when you get up again, so that is Laya, that is the Shiva consciousness. Many people think Shiva to be a negative destroyer. No. He gives you the relaxation, that is why he is called Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. There is nothing violent in it, even though the Rudra name comes. But actually the Shiva, the relaxation techniques, where again you get all your energies back and again the next day you start your activities. That is why the real synthesis of yoga is completely explained in one shloka which we always remember. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. The Brahma, the Vishnu and the Shiva. These three in one is the Parabrahma. This is the synthesis of yoga. And when you get to this point, when you can understand this togetherness of your sleeping consciousness, You are wakeful consciousness and you are dreaming consciousness. That is Parabrahma, the supramental deity. It is so simple that we find it very confusing. It is so simple. It is very simple. But are you sure that you are utilizing your wakeful consciousness, or you are being utilized by it? Be honest with yourself. Wakeful consciousness. Are you a slave to it? Are you controlling it? The sleeping consciousness, we don't know about it. We know only when you get up that we have slept. In between these two is the dream consciousness. We don't know how to utilize it. But there is a powerful tool which Sri Aurobindo has given in his five dreams. You must have heard on 14th August, Tiruchinapalli radio broadcast his message. Just from the beginning. This is the first one. You are able to read it? I am finding it a bit difficult. It is not because of the angle, but because of the problem. You are all able to read it? Someone just read it for me. Read it out. You got the point. The problem is that anywhere, any war goes anywhere. Even if it is a small verbal fight in our house, you remember. Even this is a problem for Sri Aurobindo. It is not a world war that is a problem. These small skirmishes, they are a bigger problem because we never care and give it any value. But one drop here, one drop here, one drop there, and becomes a sea. And all of his will. That is, he said, in that World War times. Go to the next slide. World War II, in which India also was involved, began in 1939, a year after Sri Aurobindo's accident, and ended in 1945 with the victory of the Allies. India's long struggle for liberty came to an end in 1947 when she became independent. Is it correct? Later Sri Aurobindo tells it is not. But you remember this, why I am showing this is, this was the time when Sri Aurobindo almost thought that the supramental descent is possible. But what happened? Because of the Asuric forces in the world, and in trying to save mother, he got an accident. Next, he said that Hitler was the greatest minister, he'd remove it. We don't need it, remove it. It is gone. Although he had left public life in 1910 and lived thereafter in seclusion for nearly half a century, he always kept in touch with all the world movements through outer and inner means. This is what is important. This is what as a group we should do. It is audible? No, he will not. So this is what, from today we should start doing it. Don't say tomorrow. We are already starting it. How? For all practical purposes, from 1910, he was secluded. He came to Pondicherry. Until his end, 1950, he was alone in his room. But he was always kept in touch with all world movements throughout outer and inner means. And when you read these words, see the depth of it. When Sri Aurobindo is in touch, it is not just a touch. He molds it. So he is molding what? Throughout all the world movements. And even now he is doing it. That is where I am asking your help. So that together we can just become a tool of Sri Aurobindo, a real tool of Sri Aurobindo, so that this terror can be finished as quickly as possible. Because when I am showing the dream of Sri Aurobindo, I will tell the details of. It was a life and death question for the spiritual evolution of the new man. You always remember, whatever terrorism or whatever troublesome or wherever there is a frontiers of nations, we need a frontier to govern the people. We need a Bangalore, and then there is a municipality, there is this and that. We need frontiers. But that frontiers should not make you the only man from that country. You are different from other countries. Am I able to explain to you what I mean? We as Sri Aurobindo's followers, for us there is no country. We will not fight for India. We will not fight for America. We will not fight for allies. We fight for one world. That is our goal. That is where many times where Sri Aurobindo is mistaken. Some unwanted steps are being taken. But let us be very clear about it. We are world citizens. And you behave like that. If you start behaving like that, it happens. Just as Sri Ram Sharmacharya, my Guruji, used to tell, why do you find it so difficult to behave like a devata? Why? You want to become a driver. You know that you don't know how to drive a car. You want to become a driver. Then what do? You sit in the seat of the driver and behave as if you are a driver. Behave as if you take the real protections and a safe place. And we are also having a safe place in this room. We are not going outside and driving. But you should behave as if you know the driving. And when you behave as if you know the driving, if you can become a driver, if you behave as divine, as a devata, you will become a devata. It is as simple as that. Got the point? But you should behave like that. That is the secret of the synthesis of yoga. All life, throughout every second of your life, you behave like divine. That is what we will learn, the life divine. But I am introducing this. Why? Because when I am going into it, I can't explain these things. But this is more important because our brain is so much accustomed to think like an Indian or an American or in whatever way you want to think. As a Hindu, as a Christian, as a Muslim, as a Jain, that however much you say that I am the world citizen of one truth consciousness, again you are an Indian, or you are a Muslim, or again a Christian, be careful of that fall. That is what he was telling. It was the life and death question for the spiritual evolution of the new man, for the emergence of a new race, which the mother in Sri Aurobindo had come to initiate and establish on the earth. There are 10 avatars. You always remember it. Wherever there is a change of consciousness, we ourselves can't do that. Someone who is in that consciousness descends avatara and tells you how your consciousness
By doing what practices, you become that consciousness. Am I clear? That is the purpose of avatar. The avatar comes from that truth consciousness, Sri Aurobindo and Mother. But even though when they come from that level, they take all our limitations, all our limited consciousness, all our way of thinking and acting and devotion, and then slowly they showed how to mold it. Just as they were telling you, to learn your driving, behave like a driver. Similarly, this evolution of the new race, and you remember, a new race means a new race. And if you can think about it, if you think you understand about it, either you are a direct supramental descended man, or you are on a wrong track. We know that a new race is coming. But how that new race will be, we can't even imagine. But what, how we can think about it? See the lives of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, the real examples. But every time, wherever there is a transition of evolution, there is no direct jump. There is always a graded evolution. So these graded evolutions of supramental descent are the various gurus of all other religions. There are different gradations of the truth consciousness. And there are how many grades? Mainly three, and maximum 49 grades. So all these are one and the same source for the new race. And when I am talking about the new race, you remember not only their way of life, but even their basic principles of this animal life. Because man is a well-developed animal. All of us accept it. Because jantu naam narajanma durlagam. A man is an animal, but he is a very difficult level to get for the animals. But still he is an animal. Why? Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maidhunancha. These four. And these four again, we will be linking up with the Shankha Chakra, the symbols of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, and of course the inherent in them, the Gada and the Padma. So these four levels of non-divine consciousness, we can't say animal to be a Rakshasa, you can't say animal to be a Asura, we can't say an animal to be a Pishacha. Only a man can have these relations. Animals can't have these relations. But these four, ahara, nidra, bhaya and maithuna, are the characteristics of animal man. That is a man who has evolved from animals. And the new race has to evolve from divine. So these four will be completely removed. And how they will be removed and how it will, I also don't know. But Sri Aurobindo has very specifically mentioned and wanted to mention it in his last two cantos of Sri Savitri, which he has not revised. The last two, he didn't touch it because he has to go through death. Because he has to show it. And while he went to the process of dying, his mind light on the same day entered Mother. Sri Aurobindo continued his process till 1956 for the supramental descent through Mother. And then the new race has been started. That is why you always remember when we talk about a new race, we know that it is going to be something new, but we exactly don't know how it is. But if you read the four articles, the last prose articles written by Sri Aurobindo, the manifestation of, what is that book? What book you brought today? Supramental Manifesto. So in those four essays, you have this jump. Instead of ahara, what will be there? Instead of nidra, what will be there? Instead of maidhana, what will be there? And instead of fear, what will be there? So you have a complete workout. Everything is written. Everything is written. The only thing is we have to practice. Next. In the crucial year 1938, there was a strong possibility that fighting would break out in December, just a week or two after the night of November 23rd, when Sri Aurobindo had his accident. His force pushed it back to a later date, for war at that time would have been a great hindrance to his work. It is possible to surmise that the irresistible forces, which no human power could check, turned their fury on one who had checked them long before Hitler's actual invasion of Poland. Long before any other person, Sri Aurobindo had seen this dark asura power rising in Germany and striding over the Europe, making Hitler its demonic instrument. Therefore, he supported the Allies and warned India of the forthcoming peril, much to the chagrin and indignation of our blind countrymen. Future events proved his foresight to the letter. So let us not do that mistake again. Let us be very clear and very honest in understanding what Sri Aurobindo wants. Next. Back again. This one. Churchill was very lucky. Churchill was used as direct instrument by Sri Aurobindo. What one night before Sri Aurobindo used to talk, Churchill used the same words and sentences many times. So many times, one may be not knowing that he is becoming a medium of Sri Aurobindo. You remember that when you hear someone, be attentive to what they are saying. Don't try to correct them. We are not there to correct. We are here to hear. And there, sometimes, you may hear the words of Sri Aurobindo from some hitherto you must not have even imagined that source can talk like that. And why I am telling it, when you read the newspapers now, many of the politicians of other countries and this country and this, somewhere you will find Sri Aurobindo overshadowing them. Please take care of that. Read the newspapers. Don't say it is a waste. Sri Aurobindo also used to read it, at least let us follow that habit. But with this, how the Sri Aurobindo's concept, and don't forget, I am stressing this, all life is yoga. This is what I am trying to convey by all these examples. That even a war going on in the world, or a small incident that is happening somewhere, is a part of the yoga of Sri Aurobindo. He is manipulating and controlling it. And then, next slide. Next. Now you put it, the five drills. Yes. So, we have to dream, we have to relax. So we relax for 5 minutes and we start dreaming again.